I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and we welcome in the dangerous one, Darryl Ryder, who joins us. Browns beat reporter for 92.3 The Fan, 92.3TheFan.com. This segment brought to you by Window Nation. Shop online at WindowNation.com. Hello, Darryl. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. Good.
Darryl, first off, did you see Uncut Gems like we did over the weekend? Like I did?
No, I need to watch list at some point.
I will tell you this, and we did it a lot. We talked about it just for a couple minutes last segment. It was nonstop screaming for 2 hours. It is chaotic. It is pure chaos. That's all it is, Darryl. And it's all created by Adam Sandler's character. It's all right. Created by him. But it is totally nonstop chaos. Totally
nonstop. I've heard great things about the movie. Like I said, it's on the to watch list.
Before we talk anything with sports, and if we even get to sports, that'd be great. But first off, Darryl, you were downtown yesterday. What did you see downtown yesterday as you were part of the cleanup process and documenting everything as well?
I thought it was great to see the community come together, hundreds if not thousands of people working together, nobody complaining, just all knowing what needed to be done and doing their part to get it done. I mean, you were down there, I was down there, a lot of people were down there.
I was in bed, hungover.
We got a lot done in a short amount of time. Obviously, there was a tremendous amount of damage that was done in a short amount of time, but everyone really came together and got it done and got the broken glass cleaned up, got the buildings that were damaged, and there were a lot of them everywhere downtown, West 6th, Gateway District, our district. East 9th Street was a mess. Obviously something I've never been exposed to in my life, to see that in person. But my biggest takeaway is that it was great to see the community come together with no complaints, all in the name of just doing something good for the city of Cleveland.
Yeah, Darryl, I was interested to hear your perspective. We talked to Ken, obviously, and so many people that were down there. What was the mood like? I mean, look, everybody wanted to help out. They wanted to chip in. At the same time, there's such a gravity to all of this situation. And then you have business owners who, had their places pillaged. And unfortunately, so much damage was done. I know it's all replaceable, but, there's so much going on there, and what was that like yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there was a little concern for safety when you're dealing with glass. Not all the glass we were dealing with yesterday was of the safety kind. Just the various ages of the buildings and things like that. Like I said, Anthony, no one was complaining. Really, there was not much of a conversation of why did this happen and blaming people or anything. It was just, hey, let's get this thing cleaned up, let's get these buildings secure to minimize any further property damage or loss. My personal feelings, and I realize the second of our audience really just doesn't care what I think or how I felt about the situation, but when I got home, I was profoundly sad. that happened in our city. And that it's not just our city, it's nationwide that it's happening. But, you know, I was more sad for the reasons that it was happening, too, because that's what nobody wants to talk about. We're supposed to stick to sports. Colin Kaepernick, you know, was supposed to stick to football. Nobody wants to have that difficult yet necessary conversation about inequality and how African Americans are treated in this country. And when I see a colleague of mine tweet yesterday that as a black man, no matter how good of a father he is, no matter how hard he works, he feels helpless in thinking that there's nothing he can do to keep his son alive, to live a full life. That's just heartbreaking. And that's a reality for a lot of people in that community. And again, we're not supposed to talk about it. You know, we're supposed to stick to sports. Leadership in the country telling police officers it's okay to assault your suspects. Don't be gentle with them when you put them in police cars. I don't agree with that message. But again, you know, I respect that, you know, there's a segment of our listeners that don't care how I think or how I feel, but I think it's important, and maybe we all need to open our eyes and understand that there are changes systemically that need to be made. We as a society need to come together and really work to make everybody feel equal and feel wanted and feel like they are a contributing member of society, and really work to take that hopelessness that seems to, you know, be such a burden on that community.
Dale Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joining us on the hotline. I want to segue now to some of the reaction you're seeing from around sports, and it's to be expected. And athletes, especially using social media, have the platform now more than ever to share their thoughts and their perspective. Myles Garrett was one of them. Odell Beckham yesterday. You saw this over the weekend. I guess I'm really curious what you think this looks like if football is back, and we all are hoping that it will be, and we think it will be come hopefully September. What do you think that will be like with athletes back on the field, even if there are no fans? Do you think we could be seeing the kneeling again? Is that something that, do you think this time around there'd be a little bit different temperament, different fan perspective? Because we did those shows, Daryl. We did those shows.
Right.
They were hard to do. And quite frankly, we did probably too many of them, and it, you know, people were sick and tired of hearing it after a while. Do you think you're going to see all of that stuff again?
I think that there's a potential. I certainly don't want to speak definitively on that, Anthony, having not spoken to any of the players about it. Again, you know, I remember, covering the kneeling. You know, the Browns were one of the teams in the preseason that kneeled. And there were a lot of fans that were angry about it and did not receive that well, and they completely missed the point of the kneeling. The focus was on when the kneeling as opposed to why they, and trying to call attention to this issue of, police brutality against African Americans. And nothing has, nothing's really changed in that regard. The difference is now it's being caught on cell phone video for the world to see. Do I think it's possible we could see some peaceful player protests? Sure. As fans, and even as a reporter, we a lot of times forget that these are grown men that have families. They are fathers. They are sons. They are brothers. They have had, some of them, horrific childhood experiences. They have had horrible living conditions growing up. They have had challenges that you, me, and a lot of people would never have had to deal with. and sports was their way out. I can't tell you the amount of black athletes that I have spoken to that have used the phrase sports was my way out. LeBron James has used that. You know, I'm supposed to be a statistic. Sports, basketball, it was my way out. So the human element, I think, is something that we as a society, we as fans, they are just athletes there for our entertainment.
Daryl, stand right where you're at because you moved for a second and then you broke up there for a second. Daryl, we'd be remiss not to ask you about football, as well said, but we'd be remiss not to ask you about some football here. We could be finding out some people are allowed to return, coaches, everybody allowed to return to the facilities per the NFL this week. What have you heard with the Browns and their returns to the facilities over in Berea?
Well, today they will open up today, Ken. In phase one, they will have a limited amount of employees. Same thing with First Energy Stadium, in accordance with the guidelines that are set forth by not only the league, but, you know, health and local officials for safety. The league has said no more than 75 employees in a building, no coaches, no GMs yet. I think there's a chance that's going to change this week. What the league has tried to do, Ken, is they have tried to make this equal among all 32 teams. So, you know, for instance, the Browns, it was okay a couple of weeks ago for them to return to their building. I give them a lot of credit. They didn't rush to do it. They wanted to make sure that they had everything in place to keep their employees safe. One team to be able to have their entire staff in the building, including coaches and GMs, while a third of the league still can't even go to their facility. The league has tried to maintain some level of competitive balance. But, yes, the Browns facility in Berea, as well as First Energy Stadium, will partially reopen today. And, hopefully this pandemic continues to downtrend and we can continue to kind of return to some semblance of normalcy. And then, the next step will be getting the coaches in. I doubt, though, that there was, the report about possible mini camps in June, and JT Treader, who's the NFLPA president, jumped on Twitter and said, whoa, hold the phone, we've not agreed to anything, whatever. I would be surprised if we see any practice of any sort take place before the start of training camp.
Daryl Ryder joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Are you happy with Baker Mayfield going 0-6 during this offseason?
Yeah, I thought he handled himself well last week in that video conference call. He said a lot of great things, but what was more important than what he said was his actions have matched his words. He has toned down the social media presence. He didn't do the Radio Row interviews at the Super Bowl, and he only didn't have 50 new commercials out there. He's just focused on improving his game. And I think that obviously that's the approach he needed to take this offseason. That is the approach he's taken this offseason. He's trying to lead by example. I have never once wavered when it comes to Baker Mayfield, and I'm not going to start now.
Oh, yes, you have.
I have not. Stop.
Yes,
it.
You have.
I have
flip flop more than anybody ever.
Like a fish, right, Ken?
Yes.
But I really think that. His actions have matched his words, and that's what's important. It's easy to say something, but to actually be doing it, that's a whole nother story, and I think that he's been doing just that.
Daryl, we thank you very much for the time. All the best, and we hope you're well, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, guys. Take care.
The great one, Daryl Ryder, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A lot to unpack through the day. A lot to unpack with you guys. 216-578-0092. Daryl giving us his perspective on what he saw over the weekend, as well as a little bit of Browns news. We'll talk to Jason Lock and Four coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll talk some NFL with him, as we've got to ask him what's going on in Baltimore over the weekend as well. We'll get to more of your calls as well. Today's a day where we don't kick anybody in the face. Your experiences, some calls have been nice, some calls have not been so, but we're hoping to gain some perspective from a lot of you fine folks today, as it's a different day in Cleveland, Ohio. 216-578-0092. Segment brought to you by Window Nation. Shop online at windownation.com. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.